Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Braves get it done. You feeling it? You buying it? Next hour, we'll open up the phone lines and say if you are, I'm in. Matter of fact, I told all Braves fans about 3 weeks ago, keep those receipts, and that's fine. Just, you know, we go, as Carl says, we go with what we know. And this was a big shot in the right direction and a shot in the arm for Strider we just talked about. Another guy's been playing great. I was on his butt earlier, Chris, is Matt Olson.
Yep.
Matt Olson's coming alive. So that's just so many good things and positives to take from this series against the Mets. And as we said, I mean, the Mets, you know, this is a team which has shown an ability, certainly against the Braves, to take the collar. That's code for choke.
Yes. And the thing is, too, Mike, I think that's going underreported right now, is they're down 4 starting pitchers.
And you saw it this series. Yeah. They had absolute hot garbage on the bump.
They were. Other than Peterson, he was good, and he's been their only good starter outside of Senga, who's now hurt. And you got to wonder what this team can do given all these injuries now.
I had to laugh. If you didn't hear the broadcast last night, it was so funny. It's like Holmes has got the bases loaded. He's got a full count. And the stupid earpiece thing, which, again, I hate.
Yeah.
You know me. I don't need nets. I can sit behind. I know, crazy, believe it or not, we survived all through childhood without getting killed by a baseball. And then you got these stupid earpieces. It's like, so the catcher goes up there. You can tell him what you want to call right there. It's going to be his last pitch one way or the other. Either he strikes the guy out, gets a force out, or he walks him. They were going to pull him. And I had to laugh because it's like, just why don't you tell him what you need right here and get back behind the dish? 5-minute delay for that one, which I thought was more advantage for the Braves, as Tom Glavine pointed out on FanDuel last night.
Yeah, it was something, Mike. It reminds you, unfortunately, baseball thinks it's church and it needs to operate as such.
Oh,
unfortunately,
just insane.
They have adapted some to the modern times. The pitch clock was a good idea, but when you think of baseball, it is a slow crawl towards modern technology.
That was absolutely hysterical. And again, all the walks last night, just unbelievable to see. Mets pitchers, I mean, just walk after walk after walk. And again, make it count, and they have to. So continue now against the Marlins. No let up, I should say, and then back with the Mets for 4 games up at Citi Field. And if this continues for the Mets, you know, the fans will be on it, media will continue the heat. Let's get into more about the Braves and the NBA Finals with our daily download.
Story number one.
Hey, man, Pacers just getting it done. And it wasn't a great night from Tyrese Haliburton because he's got that calf issue and he's just trying to be as competitive as possible. I was telling Day-Day, Chris, before the show, that Chet Holmgren, he irks me. Just skinny dweeb. You know, an amazing disappearing act that he pulled again, like much of the Thunder in this game.
Yeah, he's looked Frankensteinish on the court this final series, unfortunately. It's funny, Mike. The leading scorer for last night's game was SGA with only 21 points.
Yeah, 7 of 15, only attempted 1 3-point shot. I know he makes his range with a mid-range jumper, thanks, Doris. And it's certainly effective. But the way that Siakam just played like a rock star last night, just unbelievable. Let's start with Tyrese Haliburton and how they were able to basically, and it was almost like body language. Even though they started off ice-cold shooting, that Indiana was not going to lose Game 6.
We just wanted to protect home court. You know, we didn't want to see these guys celebrate a championship on our home floor, backs against the wall, and we just responded. So many different guys chip in. Total team effort. Really proud of this group.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, Mike, people got on Rick Carlisle a couple of games ago for not sticking with T.J. McConnell. They stuck with him last night.
Right.
And he was really, really good again.
12 points when it mattered most. I mean, you hear it. It's like a hockey crowd. Obi Toppin. Obi Toppin with 20. So their bench really stepping up last night. Of course, Siakam with that dunk. I don't know. And we were Day-Day and I were talking about Jalen Williams. Get out of there. Get out of there. And all of a sudden, whammy. As that was just – and see, that's – you know, sometimes when I watch SportsCenter, like during the regular season, top 10, oh, it's a dunk. Yippee freaking kaye. It's like every other dunk. Then there's dunks that are momentum shifters or exclamation points or just, you know, prove this game is out of reach, and that was one of those.
Yeah, like if you – and if you watched that game live and did not have a reaction to where you almost hopped up out of your seat or, you know, whatever, then you have no pulse, as some would say.
Man, and it's funny. We were talking about this, Chris, you and I, before the show. Last night watching the game, my buddy Rocco from back where I grew up is like, I can't stand I like Breen. He grew up with Breen, you know, calling local, but I miss Kevin Harlan. I think we all miss Kevin Harlan. Imagine how Harlan would have made that call.
Or even Ian Eagle. I mean, right. You can't go wrong with either one of those
ESPN
guys.
ESPN takes the fun out of almost everything but hockey. Hey, more from Tyrese Haliburton. Apparently, when his girlfriend that he, and what a lovely girlfriend he has, aren't watching dating shows on TV, she is busy manipulating that calf. Giddy up.
It's the finals. Like, you know, all of us got to give everything we have. You know, I give everything I have for this group in this locker room. So I'm just trying to come out here and play the best of my ability. My guys have had my back all year, and especially tonight, and that means the world to me.
So, Mike, I must turn you on to something if you have not found this already. There is a new series that the NBA is doing digitally. Mm-hmm. It is called Guess Your NBA Boyfriend or Husband.
And
it is a commentator interviewing one stunningly beautiful woman after another, and they are all wives and girlfriends of the NBA players in the finals. Right. And they go through a series of questions, and then by the end, it gives the audience a chance to guess who the player is.
Right.
And it is a phenomenal series to watch.
Okay. Well, check that out. Thank you. You are my pulse for the interweb.
Guess your NBA husband or boyfriend. It's
hey, man,
great.
It's our daily download here on Dukes of Bell. Chris in for Carl today. It's brought to you by ATL. Live well. Don't just live, live well. If you're trying to lose some LBs, man, they've helped me keep the 30 pounds off thanks to Dr. Jeff and company over there at ATL. Live well. Story number two, back to the Bravos.
Story number two.
Said it to Chris earlier. I was killing Matt Olson, and now I'm praising Matt Olson because he's back in the mix. Look, if he gets cold, he's ice cold. But when he gets rolling, he's a streaky guy. We've seen what he can do in 23. Here's that bases-clearing double, as Matt had a couple of them last night.
Down the right field line. Stay fair. Yes, it will. Here they come. Riley around third. A bases-clearing double for Matt Olson, and Atlanta breaks it open.
That's the most emotion you'll see, Matt. He just pumped his fist, and I said, this team, they smell blood and water right now.
And that's the thing I was talking about. And, you know, some Braves fans only want to talk about the metrics and that, the analytics. They want a pulse. You know, and look, not everybody experiences or uses the emotion to feed off it or plays that way, but that's what's great to see medals in the fist pump. Yeah, give me some of that, man. Give me some juice.
Well, I know this goes back to certainly when I was working with you and Carl, Mike. Who's the leader?
Right.
Who's the leader on this team? And when Matt Olson does something like that, okay, maybe I don't need you going back to the clubhouse and kicking over trash cans, but if you can give me some more of that, I'll take it.
Good to see you last night. Spencer Strider, 97 pitches. We talked about the velocity, able to maintain that as he was well into the deep 80s and 90s with his pitches. We talked about the rest of the bullpen. You know, De Los Santos, normally I get nervous as hell when he's out there. He was good. And then Leon Montero, because it wasn't a safe situation. So Iglesias, who did a good job too, by the way, in this series.
Yeah, he is slowly but surely turning it around. I'm excited to ask AA, what is their plan to bolster the bullpen? Because even if he does return to closer form, you still need another guy in the back end.
As Chris mentioned, Alex Anthopoulos, guys, right here, 240 on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Braves defeat the Mets 7-1, sweep them, as we said, 5.5 in the wild card, 10 games against the Mets, 3 with the Marlins, then 4 with the Mets up at Citi Field. And that's why they're going with their rotation and bringing up a young man who's going to make his debut, Didier Fuentes, the youngest Braves starter, as we said, since Mike McQueen in 70. So, hey, hopefully just take the pressure off it by having a big inning in the first.
No relation to Daisy Fuentes. I did check.
Or Tito Fuentes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm excited to see the young kid get a shot. I mean, listen, with the way the Braves' offense has finally been clicking a little bit, this is as good of a time as any to give him a shot because you feel like the run support could actually be there as opposed to what it was at the start of the season.
Daily Download story number three. We're just less than a week now away from the NBA draft.
Story number three.
All right, now you try to make a good impression. Famously in NFL draft history, Ryan Leaf blows off the Bill Polian and Colts interview, and Peyton shows up with a dossier and about 15 questions for the organization, and you can figure out the rest is history. We're talking about a guy that is started here in Atlanta, Ace Bailey, meeting with the Sixers, projected to be a top five pick. Philly's sitting there at three. They're going to, I guess, restart their process. Bailey apparently blows off a meeting with the Sixers day-to-day?
Yeah, he was scheduled last week, and apparently with no reasoning, decided not to show up. And so now lots of speculations out there, including whether or not it's a case of him trying to
leverage
where he wants to end up, which is I find kind of weird because they're saying that some of these execs and some of these talking heads are predicting that he wants to stay on the East Coast. And I'm like, well, why didn't you show up for the 76ers then? That is an East Coast team. But some saying that he actually may even want to be in Atlanta, which but my question is, are you messing up your stock by not showing up? He's the only U.S.-based prospect that hasn't tried out yet for a team.
And you're not
or
coming,
worked out, I should
you're
say.
You're not coming from Europe, so you're close.
Right.
Does it bode well?
The thing is with a kid like this, Mike and Day-Day, what it comes down to ultimately is he's not good enough to dictate his own terms like this.
Right.
He's not LeBron James. He's not Giannis. He's not Luka. He's not one of these can't-miss guys. He's a guy that had a nice college career, was on an underperforming Rutgers team, and was not able to get the job done in the postseason in college. So, quite frankly, I don't know where he gets the unmitigated gall to pull a move like this, Mike.
Yeah, are we going to use our 13 and 22? Those are our picks. Are we going to trade them? Are they going to be part of a package? You know, again, the NBA, they do it backwards. I've never understood why they do the draft and then free agency. But I guess some of these deals are already in place potentially. So, yeah, again, guys, we've got two draft picks. We'll try to ask Steve. Steve's not going to give us any information. We'll try to pull it out of him. But if you're looking for names, I don't know. I said a center. But a center you're going to draft, he's a young guy out of France. He won't be ready. He'll be developmental. I understand the hand-wringing about missing out on Wemby by 1 year. But there's other dudes. There's a large man from China. There's a guy from Michigan.
I like
there's
the
a couple
kid,
of dudes.
Yeah, the kid from Duke, I actually like. I can't think of his name, but I like that kid. I think he –
Mamalu?
Yeah, if he was to fall at for 13, I mean, he is projected to go high, but I think he'd be solid.
I like Queen, too. Yeah. I think Derek Queen is a good option. He might be gone, though, by the time.
Mamalu's 7th to the Pelicans on this box draft that I'm looking at.
He might not be there.
Or
either.
Package, I mean –
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But again, if 22 plus 13 equals top 10, we'll see. Or just trade them and who knows. I have no earthly idea what the Hawks are going. No one does. I don't think the Hawks do. We'll come back. We'll talk to a man who's got a plan, I think. We'll see if we can pull his game plan out about what are we going to be looking for. Chris has brought us some great points. I think you need to get an upgraded shortstop. I think you got to find a closer unless he has confidence in Iglesias. We'll talk to Alex Anthopoulos about the Braves sweep of the Mets, how Strider looked, and more next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.